Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Susan Baxter, and Susan is a member and sort of leader of the Windbags. Good morning to you, Susan.
Good morning, LaVon.
Just in case there's somebody that doesn't know what Windbags are, give us a brief description.
Well, it's a name we came up with for very assertive, bold women who, as we get older, have a few more bags than we expected. So, we're a lot of wind. So it would just seem to be appropriate for the name. But we also go a lot on the road. So we are in the wind.
On your motorcycles, you go on the road.
Absolutely.
Yes. Just because it makes you a really special group, and you do a lot of fun things. And I know you do a lot for other people, and that's what you're planning right now, is an event that's going to benefit someone else.
Yes, we when we started this back 8 years ago, we kind of needed something besides just the windbag, so we came up with Writing for Your Cause. And we have been asked again to help out a family who has needed some financial assistance, and so we are putting together a scavenger hunt. I was prompt to call you because a lot of people have called and wanted to donate, but they've either sold their motorcycles or are physically not able to do that anymore. So I wanted to clarify that this is for everybody. It has on the flyer a motorcycle, but it also says bring the car, bring the family. It's a $25 for each motorcycle, no matter how many people you get on it, or vehicles. So we just want to have people out and about and sharing some fun.
And who is this for?
This is for Mike Ward. His parents are Don and Jerry Ward of Atlantic. They have been here for a long, long time. Don worked for Corons for years, and they've raised their family here. And Wardy, their son, who we used to ride with, is needing a lung transplant. So until that can happen, they need assistance with finance. So we are trying to put together a auction, scavenger hunt. We have some items. Some of them are Harley items, and only because they're a little more readily available to us, I guess I should say. But
well, you know, and everybody knows the Harley name. I know there are other cycles out there that are equally good and so on, but I think everybody knows Harley.
Absolutely. And we have a lot of people that don't have Harleys but are good riders and good participants in our group. So it's for everybody.
Should we, maybe this is the place to throw in before we get back to this actual benefit, is that that's also Baxter Cycle Day or days, and Harley is not his big brand.
No, he's done very well with Triumph and BMWs and assorted other bikes. And thank you for mentioning that, because he has a big weekend, 35 years. I don't happen to be related to him, but he is a sponsor of our group, and he provides things for us to auction off. And that's going on this same weekend, but it's something that you can do and do the scavenger hunt. That's a three-day deal.
Okay. You know, I don't know, Susan, that we've said the date.
Oh, my goodness. It's August the 20th. It's Saturday, August the 20th. If you could meet at 11 o'clock at the City Park, downtown City Park, and we will leave at 11:30, and then we will travel out and about to some of our big cities, such as Norway Center and Bridgewater and Carl. I hope somebody remembers Carl.
And I've never heard of it in all my time around the area. So that's kind of a plus on this little trip here, is you get to go through Carl.
You do, and it's all paved roads. It's awesome to go out and find these routes, because you see some interesting country, all farm country, but it's fun for me, and I guess that's why we keep doing it.
Mm-hmm. So about how many miles is the ride?
This will be approximately 100 miles, and we will stop when we get around the corner from Norway Center down in Messina at the Main Street Bar and Grill. Jan is going to fix us up some Sloppy Joes. That will be a Dutch treat. I believe it's $6.50. She's doing that with a salad and chips and thus and so. Drinks are on your own, but yeah, then from there we will go on down to or through Carl, Bridgewater, and end up in Carbon, and then back to Atlantic.
Okay. So, you know, how about saying this is 100 miles and you've kind of gone through the schedule, you know, your lunch and then after that, about how fast do people drive?
Well, it depends on who you ask. If you're in the front, they'll say, we can't keep up. And if you're in the back, it's like they go too slow. So I always tell the person that I've asked to lead to stay right between 55 and 60. Of course, you have speed demons and you have those who like to go slower, depending on. Now, this will require trying to find some odd objects along the road for our scavenger hunt. So I hope everybody's, you know, a little slower, but, you know, you have that in cars too. So yeah.
But this, you know, you're out there, you're on the scavenger hunt and it's a good time. It's beautiful out in the country. So maybe take it a little slower and just kind of enjoy things. Are you going to tell us a couple of the things you're looking for on the scavenger hunt?
Well, that's the fun part is that, yes, I will tell you. And, but we had a scavenger hunt, oh, I'm going to say 3 or 4 years ago, and we still talk about the flying chicken that nobody could find. It happened to have been in Walnut, but when every time we go through, it's like, is this it? So this is kind of just a fun way to find things out in people's yards or along the roads. Okay. It's a Charley or Black Angus bull, and they're facing each other. That's one fun thing. It's an actual flower bed.
Got that.
You got that. Okay. We have a huge, huge John Deere green mailbox, and it's just crazy stuff. It's like a bridge over water pitcher or a dinosaur on a sign. I mean, it's not too hidden because, of course, we don't want you to, you know, have any trouble finding it. But there are little prizes, and that's kind of not the point of the whole deal because it won't be the big prizes, you know. The $10,000 prize is not available at this time.
But like you say, it's those little things that make it all fun, and that's the part of this. You know, you are benefiting Mike, but everybody has a good time while they're doing it, and you know, donate your money, have a good time, and you can feel good about what you've done.
Absolutely, and don't feel like you have to bring your motorcycle. Just bring the car. It's some people have said they are going to go as far as Messina, eat with us, and then they have other things to go do. And that's what it is. We have great fellowship in our little group, and we just laugh, and that's so important. We just have to get that done, is laugh with people.
Laughter is the best medicine. Now, you mentioned that Baxter Cycle is a sponsor, but I think you probably have some other sponsors you want to mention?
Absolutely. We have great sponsors, and anytime I show up at their door, they're ready to hand me either money or t-shirts or supplies of whatever. And one is Bose Trucking, Cook Hauling and Tree Service, Cycle Plus, Marnie Roadhouse, Nelson Machine and Forge, Nishnavelli Cycles, Olson Outdoor Power, Southwest Iowa Sandblasting, Steppen's Cycle, Templeman Used Cars, White Knuckle Driving. Awesome people involved.
Very good. It seems like they're all kind of involved with driving of some kind there as you went through the list, which is, I mean, it really makes sense, and it's great that you have people who are willing to support all of this. Susan, when did you start riding Cycle? I'm just kind of diverse for here from the purpose of this. How did you get started and when?
My husband, Dwayne Baxter, we've been together about 35 years, and I started riding on the back of his knuckle, actually, 42 knuckle. And then as we got more involved in where we go, more places to go, I was looking for something a little more comfortable to sit on, so I bought an 84 Softail in 84. And then that became, because of trying to keep the other one running, that 84 became our good bike. So then he kind of took over riding it. Well, then we had a child, and I didn't get to go. So then I got a sidecar and put the baby in the sidecar. Well, that baby's 28 now, so that doesn't work. But I kept the sidecar on there, and then he has now purchased, I think it's a 2013 Harley-Davidson trike, and just loves it. We've traveled down to North Carolina and everywhere. It's just awesome.
That was going to be my next question, is how far out do you go? I mean, I know you do a lot of trips locally, but you do go out there and travel a bit.
Yes, we just completed a 2400 ride mile ride, we went down to what's called the Dragon's Tail. Other people around here have done that, and it's kind of a challenge. It's 318 curves in 11 miles, and it's that's where you see the speed, because these little sports bikes can come up and they've got the knee pads on and they lean over. It's awesome to watch, you know, and it's kind of like going over the fountain with the roller coaster, because at the end you can see your pictures of you going around these curves at various places. There's people along there to take your pictures. So
that's a fun thing to do, and I know a lot more people are riding cycles. Let's quickly remind people, date, time, place to meet.
August the 20th, Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Atlantic City Park. This is for Mike Wardy, and everybody is welcome.
Okay, $25 fee, and all that goes to Mike. Thank you so much to Susan Baxter and all of you who've planned this for the benefit of Mike. And again, car or bike, it doesn't matter. Until next time, here's a thought from Helen Keller. What we have once enjoyed, we can never lose. All that we love deeply becomes a part of us.